More than 4 million Australians live with a disability, and for many of them, medication is being used to control their everyday lives. The Disability Royal Commission will today begin a public hearing into the use of psychotropic drugs, in other words, chemical restraints to manage what some in the sector refer to as behaviours of concern. With more, here's Disability Affairs reporter Naz Campanella.
Victorian woman Indigo Daya knows all too well what it's like to be forced to take medication to change her behaviour. The 51-year-old lives with a psychosocial disability and says she initially agreed to a doctor's suggestion to take antipsychotic drugs before she quickly realised they were making her feel worse.
During that period, I was actually increasingly distressed, unable to participate in all sorts of common activities in life.
She wanted to come off the medication, but for years, doctors forced her to continue.
I was so sedated and zombified that I could hardly function.
Indigo Daya is now using a good support network and therapy to manage her mental health. And she's trying to raise awareness of some of the long-term negative consequences of those drugs.
Chemical restraint is a serious violation of human rights. It leaves us feeling like we're not human, that we're really scared and powerless. The effects of these drugs is very serious on our health. It can have an impact on limiting our life expectancy.
It's those implications that will be examined at the Disability Royal Commission this week. It'll hear evidence that people living with disability have long been one of the most medicated groups in society, and that it's being done to manage what the sector refers to as behaviours of concern. One of the 30 witnesses is neuropsychiatrist Professor Julian Troller.
Some of the main concerns related to psychotropic medicine use in people with disability include the very high rates of psychotropic medicine use and the lack of adequate monitoring of the safety and necessity of the psychotropic medications over time.
When you or I experience pain and trauma, we react in different ways. For some people with disability, those reactions can manifest in changes in behaviour. Professor Troller says too often people are being given psychotropic drugs to manage that change.
What we do need in the situation where we have a person with those behaviours that may be new onset or escalating is a thorough assessment of the reasons that that's occurring for that person.
For Indigo Daya, even the phrase behaviours of concern is problematic.
It's a normal human reaction to respond sometimes with a fight-flight response or in self-defence when you're locked up and you've got no control over what's happening to you. And I don't think that that's a behaviour of concern. I think the system is the one that has behaviours of concern. This is not a compassionate or helpful way to respond to people in distress.
It's Victoria woman Indigo Daya ending that report from Naz Campanella.